Try a liquid zeolite today.
Welcome to my own little corner of the overnight highway, Kate Delaney America tonight. Remember, you're included. You can always shovel in your 2 cents. Boy, do we have a long way to go in this hour. Robert Bales, you know that name now, the U.S. Army staff sergeant who's suspected of killing 16 Afghans, has not been charged, but he's going to be. His lawyer says he's confused. There's also a story that has surfaced, that he was a stockbroker and he owes for fraud $1.5 million in restitution. On the heels of that, you have the top cop in Afghanistan, the eyes and ears, if you will. General Allen is set to talk to Congress about why the U.S. has to stay the course in Afghanistan. Stick to the strategy, including the planned pullout in 2014. No early timetables. I say hogwash. Let's get out of there now. Listen, I think that so gallantly many have served again and again and again. But when you are relying on this voluntary military to be pretty much bait in these Taliban areas that now ransom bounty, if you will, of a sort, is being offered supposedly for the heads of servicemen, you got to get out of there. Why? When you have the president of Afghanistan saying, go back to the bases. We're ready to stand on our own 2 feet. Somebody has to answer. We got to answer for what happened in the case of these 16 dead people, many of them women and children. And this was just, unfortunately, the last nail in the coffin, I think, of the U.S. involvement in Afghanistan. This is not a winnable situation. Not winnable. Easily, we could have left, we being the United States and NATO, we could have left after Osama bin Laden was knocked out, after he was killed. It would have been an easy way to get out of Afghanistan. Now, as our good buddy Jeff Atticott, who comes on this show so often, terrorism expert, says, the day we leave is the day we lose. This is an unwinnable situation. And General Allen is going to get peppered with all kinds of questions about what's happening in Afghanistan with the Taliban. There have been things to point to, like bin Laden, like many of the Taliban, I'll call them bad guys, being taken out. And that's good. And I think we can't say enough about the people who have risked it all to serve again and again and again and again. But now it's time to leave. Speaking of serving, Rick Santorum would like to serve as the next president of the United States, but there's someone named Mitt Romney who keeps getting in his way. In the latest poll, as we head into yet another state, another primary, Illinois this time, Romney leads Santorum 45-30%. Santorum is insistent, as he should be, that because he's running against him, that Romney is not the guy for a myriad of reasons. And he also feels pretty confident in his chances despite the polls in Illinois.
I think we're competitive here. We're being outdone badly. Of course, all the Republican establishment is for Romney. We're running an insurgent campaign.
I like what he said there. Good use of the word insurgent. We're running an insurgent campaign. He did strike a nerve with that. A new study that I was reading about today shows, not surprisingly, that Romney is the most unpopular presidential candidate in a generation. So when we keep using this word establishment, how is it that the establishment guy just doesn't register with everybody else. He just doesn't show up on anyone else's map. There's a disconnect. Reagan showed up with the establishment, and he showed up eventually, by the way, not right in the beginning. He showed up with the establishment, and he showed up with the voters. In the case of Romney, his favorable ratings among potential voters are the worst of any nominee in the past 36 years. There is a blog called The Beast. They reported that. They broke down 20 polls, showed the lack of enthusiasm for his campaign in general. So he's shaping up to be pretty unpopular. The examples are easy. You know, you look at Bill Clinton, you look at Ronald Reagan, of things that can turn around, because who thought either one of them were going to be president if you go back in a time machine and you remember the very beginnings of running, when they started to run. But I don't know that I see Romney pulling off a Clinton or a Reagan. But he is trailing Obama by an average of only 4 percentage points in most polls. So how about that? If there were a Romney-Obama contest, would it turn out to be really, really tight, or would it be a layup for the incumbent? The polls do not show that. Don't show that. So we're going to dive a little bit more into Romney world and what's happening there and what they're trying to do to make more people embrace him or understand Mitt Romney or like him. I mean, you're just trying to get people to like Mitt Romney, whether or not they say they'll vote for him because they want anybody but Obama. How do you get people to like your candidate? And how much does it hurt Romney when a guy like Santorum and Gingrich stay in the race? Ron Paul still is in the race, but nobody considers him to be a factor, even if you really, really like what Ron Paul has to say. Which a lot of people do, including the smaller government. Boy, the more you hear Ron Paul talk about a smaller government, the more excited you get about that prospect, because we see what happens with big government. Deficit, deficit, deficit. I mean, we are halfway down the rabbit hole, maybe even beyond that. We see where gas prices are. People are furious, and they just continue to go up. And no conversation about tapping the oil reserves. No real conversation about that, but you can bet it's going to happen when it's right. When people are ready to throw in the chips and go in a different direction, that's when that's power being the president. That's when the president will push for the reserves to be flipped around. Because it's been talked about, you know it. The Strategic Petroleum Reserve, it's been served up on a platter. But nothing has happened yet at this point. Why not move to release it, ease up the gas pains? It makes sense. There's plenty of stock. Do that. But to wait is more of a political strategy. The national average, $3.84 for a gallon of regular. Are you paying $3.84? I check every day, right? By the way, the SPR, because people have asked about this, holds almost 700 million barrels of crude on the Gulf Coast. That's where it is. And it's for emergencies, granted, not necessarily politics. But I think it's an emergency. Release a little bit of it.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? ExtendoVite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, ExtendoVite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The politics of Afghanistan and some of the other stuff we've been mixing up here on America Tonight. In fact, I just went to wash my hands. Why? Because germs. In fact, most of the people around me are a little germophobic or a little OCD or however you want to label them. But I've noticed that that people around me anyway are that way. Now, sadly, having just traveled a bunch, I will say this. I hate to say this, especially as a woman, flying and being in two different airports in Philadelphia and in Dallas and in New York, noticing that there are people that use the restroom that don't wash their hands. Don't wash their hands, right? So I got to think, I mean, Dr. Janice Stanger is in the wings, and she's really coming on to talk about some of the cool things that you can learn to live a healthier life how you can avoid environmental dangers and some of the toxins that are in our food supply to make it certainly cleaner and safer at home. But I would think, even though this isn't in her wheelhouse, Doctor, first of all, thanks for coming on the show. But there is a thing about clean hands, though, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you should wash your hands really thoroughly with soap and water. There's no question about it, and dry them on a clean towel. But the one thing you don't want to use are the antibacterial soaps because, in fact, they're full of chemicals that just produce superbugs. So just stick to plain soap and warm water, and you'll be doing great.
Yeah, why, Doc, do they – I was just in a hospital bunch. Why do they have those antibacterial soaps all over the hospitals?
Well, you know, that's a good question because hospitals are havens for drug-resistant bacteria. And we all know that we're having a huge epidemic of drug-resistant bacteria, partly because they do thrive in hospitals and partly because antibiotics are so overused on farmed animals. And so it's really scary, but it, you know, studies have shown really the best thing to do to sanitize is just use really good soap and water, wash for, you know, a good long time, maybe 20, 25 seconds, and then dry your hand on a clean towel or one of those air dryers, and that's the best you can do.
Yeah, there you go. Now, speaking of washing things, every day all of us across the world are washing our hair every other day. How many times you wash your hair? Because I want to speak for everyone. But you know, we're washing our hair with stuff that we get in bottles from our salons or stores somewhere. How damaging is that to us? I mean, what kind of chemicals are in, you know, in our hair from that?
Well, you know, even if you read the label on the bottle, you're not going to know most of them. So the best you can do is to read the labels really carefully and go for the things that have ingredients you can recognize. So if you go in your standard supermarket, your standard drugstore, you look at a bottle of shampoo or conditioner or whatever that you're looking for your hair, you know, it's liable to have a long string of, you know, 10, 15, 20 ingredients. And those are just the ones listed. There's going to be ones that aren't listed. And when you go to, you know, try to figure out what those ingredients are, probably the only one you're going to know what it is water. Every single other one listed, you're probably not going to have a clue what it is. It's probably going to be some really long chemical name, possibly with a bunch of dashes in it. And it's just some man-made chemical. There's nothing remotely natural or healthy about it. So what you want to really strive for is, and most of the time you can only find these in more natural product stores like, you know, natural food stores like Whole Foods or some of the smaller chains, is to, you know, look for ingredients you can recognize. You know, is it a plant oil? Is it something that you actually know what it is and can pronounce? That's a good sign that that's something you want to use.
Yeah. So we move from, you know, some personal things to kitchen cleaning. So I used to be, you walk into a kitchen, it smells like Lysol or just smells so clean, and you think, oh, this place is spick and span. Now when I walk into those places, I think, wow, overwhelming smell of chemicals. This can't be good for me. Is that true?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the chemicals get in your system, and there's two kinds. There's volatile organic chemicals, and those will decay more quickly in your body. Your body will eventually, and actually your liver does this, be able to detoxify them. And that doesn't mean they're harmless, because when they hang around, they can still definitely harm you and cause all kinds of chemical reactions in your body. But the ones that are even scarier are the persistent organic pollutants, because those can be around for decades. And it's very, very hard for your body to break down and eliminate them. They're stored in your fat. And, you know, so when you're around those kind of chemicals, you're really taking them in. And remember, once they get in your body, you're going to be stuck with them for probably decades. So you want to really try to stay away from them.
Yeah, how do you? So when you say that, how do you stay away from them? What do we stay away from specifically?
Well, you know, it'd be impossible to list all the chemicals because there's about 80 or 85,000 man-made chemicals in the environment. And, you know, when there have been tests, and usually there's not tests for more than, you know, 100 or 200 of them at a time, and there'll be private organizations, or every once in a while even the government will run tests to see, you know, are this specific 150 chemicals or whatever in people. And they always find out invariably that a very high percent of whatever chemicals they're looking for are in most people's bodies.
Yeah.
So, you know, but nobody's certainly looked for all of them. But really the rule of thumb is, regardless of whether you're buying household products or whether you're buying, you know, we talked about personal care products like shampoo or, you know, deodorant or toothpaste or mouthwash or whatever, to really look for ingredients that you can pronounce, that you know what they are, that it's like a plant oil or something that, you know, you have a feeling for. It's not some really long chemical name. And, you know, don't forget, it doesn't just hurt you. It hurts whatever's downstream from you. So, for example, if you're washing your hair with some really toxic chemical shampoo, the chemicals are going down the drain and they're poisoning wildlife downstream. They're poisoning fish. They're poisoning frogs. It's just really getting in the environment, and now, like, every corner of the globe, even, like, into Antarctica, is polluted. So, you know, you really want to do your part to not contribute to that. And, you know, the mistake some people make is thinking, well, you know, there's 7 billion people out there washing their hair, so what difference can I make? But really, you're the only one who can make a difference, because we know, you know, there's not going to be, you know, the government coming along and banning this anytime soon. The only person who can possibly make a difference is you. So make the difference you can make, and it's going to add up.
There you go. Some great advice. What about foods? I mean, because they're the same thing. I mean, you've spent your life, we should say Dr. Sanger has spent 16 years analyzing, what, 1,000 scientific studies to learn how to do this kind of stuff, to what to avoid. And, you know, we've talked about a few toxins and things to look out for. Food supply, to me, is so, so scary. And there, same thing. It's got to be difficult to really figure this puzzle out. Is it difficult to do that?
Well, you know, if you're just relying on the popular media, it's very difficult to really get to the truth because there's so much misinformation out there.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. I did spend, you know, over 15 years going through thousands of studies to put together my book, The Perfect Formula Diet. And, you know, what I found out is when you really start looking at the science, it's not that hard, because what you're going to find is that in terms of these persistent organic pollutants, which are the most dangerous chemicals we talked about, that 89 to 99% of these chemicals in your body actually come from eating animal foods. And there's a very simple explanation of why this is. And the explanation is that these chemicals dissolve in fat. They don't dissolve in water. So we all know that, you know, fat is essentially would be something like oil. We all know oil and water don't mix. So these chemicals dissolve in fat, and they make their way up the food chain. So if you're looking at them on plants, let's say herbicides or pesticides used to grow plants would be a good example. They kind of sit for the most part on the outer surface of the plant because they don't dissolve in the plant, because the plant, most plants have very, very little fat in them. Now, an animal comes along and eats a plant. Well, the animal, of course, has plenty of fat. So the chemicals that were just sitting on top of the plant actually dissolve in the animal's fat. And when you have a long food chain, especially as you do, for example, in the ocean, you get more and more an accumulation of these chemicals. And that's why most of these chemicals in your body will actually come from eating animal foods.
Yeah. All right, great stuff. Dr. Janice Stanger, pick up the book, The Perfect Formula Diet. We just scratched the surface here. Doc, will you come on again?
I would love to. I love talking with you.
Yeah, this was terrific. Thanks. We appreciate it. Good, good tips. I hope a lot of people take some things away from this and pick up the book, because then you'll get all the whole schmeal across the board. Thanks, Doc.
You're welcome.
And as she was saying, the things you got to be careful for... is really, you have to have a scorecard because you couldn't possibly list them all. But there are some simple things that you could certainly do without a doubt. All right, coming up next here on America Tonight, Ben Fuchs will join us talking about ways you can eat healthier. Hang with us.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep pain penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a biomat.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
America Tonight. It's always fun to have my pal Ben Fuchs on. You've heard him, I hope you've heard him on his own show, The Brighter Side. You can catch that on GCN, the same network, of course, you're listening to my show on. Ben, tell us the time, because he's waiting in the wings. Ben, tell us the time when you're on so everybody knows where they can catch you.
The Bright Side's on 8 to 9 Pacific Time, 10 to 11 Central Time, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, and you can get it 24/7. On the archive page and the listen now, the streaming page at brightsideben.com. Brightsideben.com. Yeah.
I think more people than ever are downloading things because we all have crazy schedules. So that's a great thing that you can just download it and listen to. It's a podcast.
It's amazing.
Perfect.
It's amazing. The access we have to information now, Katie.
I know.
It's ridiculous. Absolutely.
It is.
Ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, and you're here to tell us some information. I had a lot of people that wanted to know more about power foods. They're catching on to that idea, the satiety points, drinking
like
water. People are getting that.
Salt water. Here's a good
one.
Gargle with sugar water. When you have that sweet craving that you can't handle or that you can't fight and you have to have something sweet, gargle with xylitol water, not sugar water, with xylitol water. Just the sensors in your mouth. The sweetness will be sensed by the sensors in your mouth, and it'll take care of your sugar cravings. You don't even have to drink the sugar water. Just gargle with it for 10 seconds and spit it out.
10 seconds and spit it out.
10 seconds of xylitol water. You can even use sugar water, really. The problem with sugar is it'll mess up your teeth a little bit. But xylitol water will take care of that sweetness. You don't even have to swallow it. And if you do swallow it, it's not the end of the world. It's only a few calories, and it won't mess up your insulin. And that's another nice little power trick. Power trick. I like power tricks. And the way I define power tricks, I know you're all over this power foods thing, and your listeners are too, and I am as well. And the reason I like power foods, Katie, is because my favorite concept, my favorite idea in nutrition and in health and in life, really, all of life, something I call leverage. right? Now, leverage is when, always, if you ask somebody, anybody with the greatest invention ever was, they'll tell you the wheel. I don't think it was the wheel. I think it was the lever. Because with leverage and with levers, a little bit goes a long way. So I'm always looking for tiny little moves that we can make in nutrition and our lifestyle that will have a huge impact. So eating more salt, more oil, that's a tiny little move that can have a huge impact. Breathing deeply, oxygenation and blowing out carbon dioxide, that's a tiny little move that can have huge impact. Drinking water or beyond tangy tangerine, that's a tiny little move that can have impact. So I'm always looking for being able to access power with tiny little moves. And when it comes to power, if you watch TV, you can't help but notice that there's a lot of commercials out now for something, for medications for something called low T. Have you heard of these low T medications?
Yes.
You know, low T is? Low T, low testosterone, right? So men all want to be more powerful, and they're noticing as they get older, they don't have the same power. They don't have the same ability to do work. They don't have the same energy, the same zest. And a lot of that has to do with testosterone. And if you look at the commercials, it would sound like, well, I'm just going to get myself some testosterone. But there's easier ways to up your own testosterone without having to take testosterone, which has certain problems associated with it, as all hormone replacements do. So one of the best ways, one of the ultimate ways to boost your testosterone naturally is to reduce your insulin. And the fastest way to reduce your insulin is to reduce your intake of calories and make sure that you're taking nutrients that boost your insulin. And that boosts your insulin sensitivity, your body's response to insulin. And when your body is more sensitive to insulin, it becomes more sensitive to testosterone, the male hormone, to anabolic building power hormone. And as a male, I'm 52. I just turned 52 last week. I can tell
Woo-hoo!
You one of the biggest concerns we guys have when we start to reach our 50s is we're not as anabolic. We're not as we don't have that same male hormone level. So anything we can do to boost our testosterone is going to make a guy happy. And consequently, it's going to make women happy as well. And the fastest way to boost your testosterone is to lower your insulin by reducing your calories. And the best way to do that is to get yourself on nutritional supplements like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, like the Ultimate EFAs, like probiotics, like the Ultimate Enzymes, but especially that Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Reducing your calories is the best way. Reducing your intake of calories is the fastest way to sensitize your body, resensitize your body to insulin and to the male hormone testosterone. And it's the fastest way to get your maleness back, your virility back, and lose weight and feel stronger too.
Yeah, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, we've been talking about it. It's because I was somebody who didn't take supplements, and the kick that you get from it is incredible. But it does do something to your appetite. I mean,
yes,
honestly, it
yes,
does.
Yes.
There's no, you know, I was, I'd be like the all or nothing person. I was going 100 miles an hour, and then I wouldn't eat anything, and then I would just have a big meal, and that was my problem, I think. And then if there was a day where it wasn't so much like that, there'd be just mostly snacks, like popcorn or
right,
a power bar or something. Yeah.
That's the worst thing for your insulin. That's a classic way to desensitize your body to insulin. And if you're snacking all day, especially on power bars and granola bars and those kinds of things, which spike your insulin, or fruits, which spike your insulin, what's going to end up happening is your body's going to lose its sensitivity to the male hormone testosterone. So keeping your intake of calories down is important for the hormone system, not so much for the weight gain, but specifically for the whole insulin system. Now, if you get your calories from protein, it's not quite as bad. What you really want to watch out for is the calories from the food, the readily available foods. If you're like me and you're traveling, it's almost impossible to get quality protein when you're traveling.
Yeah.
You're pretty much forced to the fast foods and the power bars and the granola bars and the cereal foods and the breads and all those kinds of things. And that's the worst thing for your male hormones, for your testosterone. So making sure that you're reducing your intake of insulin-spiking foods through nutritional supplementation like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And, of course, using whey protein powders is also very important. And there's certain trace nutrients as well. But I'll tell you what, if you have to pick one leverage move, one simple elegant move that can have massive effects on your health and well-being and enormous effects on your male hormone system, on your virility and on your maleness, if you will, if you're a guy, it's reducing your intake of those insulin-spiking foods and replacing Because willpower isn't going to work. If your body wants something, it's going to go for it. So replacing those drives for the insulin spiking foods with the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and nutritional supplements can go a long way, not just for losing weight, not just for overall health, but specifically for male hormones and anabolic building, muscle building, maleness, I call it.
Yeah, and if you don't do anything, then eventually it catches up with you, right? You and I have talked about this. Regardless, if there's no supplementation, it seems like people are wrecked when they don't do supplementation eventually.
You're in trouble, man. You are in big time trouble because I'm telling you something, Katie, it is just not in the foods you eat. Unless you're in the Garden of Eden or something, I don't know where you go to get quality food, but you ain't going to get very much quality food. You know, if you're eating restaurants or supermarkets for that matter. I mean, you do need vegetables. That's the one thing that you can get is quality food. But other than vegetables, organic vegetables and to a certain extent organic fruits, it's very, very hard to get what you need from foods. From the soil upwards, the nutritional value of foods has been processed and farmed and freeze dried out. Canned out.
Yeah, why? So that's what it is. It's that what we've done to food. So like my great grandmother, this is a weird thing to think of. I just thought of it when you said this.
They didn't have heart disease. Your great grandmother didn't suffer.
Yes.
They didn't have heart disease
back
then.
No, they lived long.
Today, millions of people suffer from one form of heart disease or another. It was unheard of at the turn of the 20th century. Something like 8% of the people had heart disease. Today it's almost 30% probably has some form of heart disease. Yeah, it's really incredible, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that we've over-farmed the soils. The soils have been demineralized. Once the grains have been picked and the vegetables have been picked, only God knows what happened to them in the factories. It's terrible. Did you read about the pink slime? Have you heard the latest?
Yes.
The pink slime in the meat. Did you guys talk about that one?
No.
The meat.
Terrible.
The pink slime is a puff of ammonium hydroxide to kill all the bacteria on the meat, right? Great. But the problem, that's bad enough. But the problem is the meat itself, you know what it is? It's the fat and the trimmings of the cuts that they didn't use. They liquefy it. They spin it in a centrifuge. They take off some of the fat off the top and they press the rest into some mass goo. And then they spray it with ammonium hydroxide and then they put it in your chunky soup or whatever, your sloppy joes. And that's what we're eating. That's the kind of food we're eating. And I don't want to be some kind of food Nazi about it, but we just have to be rational. You know, we just have to use our common sense. Katie, we are being domesticated through our food.
Yeah.
The difference between a lion in the wild and your big fat tabby cat on your couch is basically the difference between what we're supposed to be and what we are. We're supposed to be lions in Africa in the jungle, virile and strong and tough. And instead, we're big, fat tabby cats sitting on the couch. And it's largely, largely, largely because of the foods we're eating. And by making simple choices, like easy ones, because you know I hate willpower and I hate forcing myself to do something.
Sure.
Just by making simple choices like taking that Beyond Tangy Tangerine every day, just drinking a nutritional supplement drink like the BTT every day can go a long, long way towards restoring you to your rightful place as a lion, as the king of the jungle. And not a big, fat, tabby cat on a couch. I don't have anything against big, fat, tabby cats, but I don't want to be one.
Right, and the heart disease. I mean, that's shocking what you just told us. 8% from 8% to 30%.
Oh, close to 30%. It's in the 20s. Okay, that's a lot. It's a very significant amount of people have either hypertension or some kind of circulatory cardiovascular disease. And that was unheard of at the turn of the century. So what we've done is we've gone from an unheard of disease to the leading cause of death in the country that affects millions of people in the space of 100 years. And it's largely, largely, largely because of the foods we're eating. And by the way, it's not just the foods we're eating, but the idea that we have we're now interacting with 100,000 or more different chemicals that did not exist 100 years ago. Can you imagine what that does to the body? 100,000 plus different chemicals that did not exist 100 years ago, we are now confronted with on a day-to-day basis through the air we breathe, the water we drink, and the foods we're eating. And the biggest step we can make to restoring our health the way we're supposed to be is to be vigilant to what you put in your mouth, whether it's the water you drink or the beverages you drink or the food you eat. And I know of no faster way to allow you to shape and craft your intake of food substances in a gentle, easy, non
not willpower, not forced way to get yourself on the BPP and nutrition supplementation.
Absolutely, absolutely. Words of wisdom, go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. Ben Fuchs, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Dave. Nice to talk to you again.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events and, yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We started off the hour talking about what's happening in the political world, the fact that Illinois is the latest battleground state, if you want to even call it that, in the primary. Look, it's a done deal. It's for the Republicans. It's Mitt Romney. It's just a question of him the day that he officially grabs the golden ticket, and Obama's the incumbent, and he's running, so we know what's happening there. 2012, it's been billed. It's been set up this way, and now, ultimately, it's the race to November and a couple of debates, but this time Romney and Obama, unless there's some kind of strange brokered convention, but the conventional wisdom says, yeah, that's probably not going to happen. I think the big story is Afghanistan and what to do with Afghanistan. For my money, I'm going to say it again and again and again, no matter how many people pummel me about it. We need to get out of Afghanistan without a doubt. Now you have this situation with the soldier who allegedly kills the 16 people, including the men, including rather the women and the children. His name now has been revealed the last week or so, Robert Bales. The big piece of information that was new is he used to be a stockbroker, and he owes $1.5 million from a 2003 arbitration ruling because they found him guilty of securities fraud. He was trying to pull the wool over a few people's eyes on some investments. See, here's the thing. A lot of people setting this up like, oh, a good guy has this traumatic brain injury. And then even though they knew that, he still gets pushed into Afghanistan. Now, whatever he did with the securities fraud, I think is separate from whatever physical injury he may have had. His wife is stymied by the whole thing, doesn't really know what to say to people. And in fact, what's now happened with her is for safety for the family, they've moved her off the base to protect them. Whether something, you know, ultimately were they a target? Would they be a target? I don't think so. And I don't know that necessarily a lot of people think that, but the military wasn't taking any chances. So quickly they moved them away, because if you look at this situation with Bales, who has not been charged at this point, and they're talking about death penalty, this being a death penalty case, and that's a great fair or foul. We talked about it once. The last time we had the death penalty for a soldier, we're going back to 1961. That's the last time. So can you imagine what you would need to align that all up and make that happen? His attorney is saying he doesn't remember things, is going with the, I think, insanity plea. And you have the top cop in Afghanistan in the middle of all of this, who's going to the Hill to testify about why we need to continue in Afghanistan. And I think that, if anything, we need to cut loose early. We'll see what happens with General John Allen's testimony, but I guarantee that's going to be the biggest buzz on the Hill. We like to say that America Tonight is all about the buzz in your backyard, and that's why we took a break from politics for a couple of segments in this hour and did some things that people are talking about. What's going on with the food supply? Why are so many people coming down with heart problems and cancer and other things? You know, you don't want to think about that. You want to run into that Kroger, run into that Tom Thumb, to the Acme, to wherever you go, grab the food and get out. And I guess that's part of the problem. So much of what we eat is processed, and it didn't used to be. So we're going to have more segments like that. At least once a week, I'm going to try to do a four-year health kind of thing and see if we can pick up a few little health tricks that may help some of us, you know, along the way. Might help us be in much better conditioning. All right, speaking of good condition, the weather certainly wasn't doing us any favor. Here we are swinging into the first day of spring. We're in the first day of spring right now. Woohoo! And on the first day of spring, in Texas and in Oklahoma, you have these wicked storms that are causing flooding, tornadoes. There's been some tornadoes that have been reported. Luckily, that hasn't ripped anything up to my knowledge. And the weird weather patterns with the hot, moist, and then cold air that's causing this. The sledding in Arizona earlier in the day. Very, very strange weather to start out with in the spring. Unseasonably warm in some areas and unseasonably snowy in other areas. In Arizona, you're just not thinking about clearing off your car. You need a scraper, and some people needed a scraper. There was all kinds of accidents. It's crazy. And in Minnesota and in the Midwest, the upper Midwest, this time last year, you had terrible snow. You had 20 inches of snow. Now you have like 75 degrees walking around in shorts. Walking around in shorts. Do you believe it? All right, I'm getting ready to go to Washington, D.C., which means another trip through the TSA. I haven't had any problems, but I've seen people around me have problems. There's a big story today about rules changing for some older people, at least in Chicago and Portland and Orlando's another one of those airports, where they're not going to, I'm going to call it, harass the elderly after the outrage of searching people, patting them down when clearly they had hip replacements or whatever it was. And they released, a video came out, went viral anyway, of a little boy in a wheelchair from a couple of years ago who's being searched, and it's just the saddest. I mean, I couldn't even really look at it, to be honest. It was so sad to see this little kid, just a little kid, going through the process of being patted down in his chair, moving the chair around, checking everything out in the chair, scrubbing it for bomb material. It's like, oh, this is when you knew something had to change. Where's the common sense? What, do you get the rule book? Here's the rule book. Here's the employee handbook. You must follow this. You must be diligent in making sure you pat down the elderly and anyone who comes through who has some sort of a handicap. So finally, that's prevailing. And there's conversations about flights where you're using an iPad or you're using your cell phone or whatever device it might be. You know how they're having you shut everything down. They're testing right now the effect of, will this do anything to the airplane? Because really they don't know. They don't know that by everybody having iPads on and having cell phones on and having whatever.
It's going to have zero effect.
That's what I say.
Because
they're testing it.
I will say this before, I've had my cell phone on during the plane. We didn't crash.
That's nice. I'm going to risk it for everybody else.
Lots of people do it. There's plenty of people that have, there's airlines that offer internet service now, satellite TV, and it's just not possible to have a tiny little cell phone bring down a plane.
Yeah, that's what I think too. I absolutely don't.
And if you're someone who's trying to do something like that, isn't that the first thing you try is to bring a cell phone on and turn it on?
How easy would that be? Yeah, because really, are the flight attendants going to be able to stop everyone, or especially a would-be terrorist, if they could do that? You know, we saw what happened with the box cutters. If somebody could easily have done it another way, where it was simply a matter of turning a phone on, I agree with Matt. So they're spending all this money testing it, trying to figure
out. Right, and
out
I'm sure it's
safe.
Different, like having one or two people have their cell phone on than a whole plane full of people. And yeah, it's annoying if somebody was just talking on their phone. The way it happened with me is we had taken off, and I looked down at my phone, and it was on the whole time, and I didn't even realize it.
But that it was on. Yeah.
But we were fine.
Yeah. And see, I think that happens with a lot of people. You know, they had the incident with Alec Baldwin who wanted to do the Words with Friends thing. I have Words with Friends. I don't like that game, though. There's a better one called Word Welder that you can play on your own. I think it's easier. Regardless, you know, these little cell phones and whether or not they can take down the big bad boys, the MD-80s, the 747s, whatever's in the sky, they're still testing it to make certain. But I bet in the upcoming year, maybe two years, you could probably turn them on as long as they know it's safe. But then it does raise another problem. What could somebody try to bring on through some of these devices? It's never a sure thing, folks.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get it.
You will respect my authority.
Matt, shame on you. Shame on you. For playing dumb. Let me tell you,